Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Douglas Obey is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's spelled O-B-E-Y, pronounced Obey. Douglas is a certified financial planner, a financial expert for many decades now. He's the author of a new book called Money, the Human Condition, Understanding How Money Shapes Our Society and How to Gain Control of Your Finances. And he's here to talk to us about that. Douglas Obey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Doug, I like the way you started your book. The first chapter is about capitalism. Talk to us about why you thought that was important.
Well, I think that's critical. It's actually the whole reason for your show. Without capitalism, entrepreneurism doesn't exist. And that's why so many people try to migrate to this country. It's because in their countries, if they're not, they don't come from a capitalistic system, it's very difficult for them to advance themselves.
I like the way you describe capitalism. You called it the great equalizer.
Absolutely. Nothing evens things out better than capitalism. I mean, capitalism is what we are. Most people don't understand capitalism, or they take it for granted, and supply and demand. If, in fact, the supply is too great, demand can't handle, the supply is going to go down. All right, and if the supply is too low, demand is too high, the supply is going to come up. I mean, it no matter how you look at it, capitalism creates equilibrium. And that goes for people. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're doing good. Go ahead.
It goes for people as well. I mean, back in the industrial age in the 1800s, when you had your, industrialists, and they were taking advantage of the masses, if you will, the pay was poor and the conditions were terrible. That was the birth of unions in this country.
Right.
All right. And as long as it's a free society, and that's why I specifically say capitalism in a free society, as long as we're free to balance the imbalances, then it works. And that was the rise of the unions in this country, and it helped to balance the people's power versus the industrialists. And the industrialists had to decide, okay, am I still better off providing better wages, better working conditions than if I just shut everything down?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the decision they had to make and could make.
Are you worried about the direction of capitalism, though, Doug? And I'm not talking about capitalism out here on Main Street. I'm talking about capitalism as it's currently being practiced. And in my opinion, harmed by what's going on Wall Street. Are you worried about that?
I understand what you're saying, Jim, and I am a true believer that capitalism will balance things. I absolutely agree with you. I think the pay that CEOs make these days is downright immoral, and it's unfortunate.
I don't mind what the CEOs make. What I mind is the fact that the CEOs are driving their share prices by manipulating financial instruments rather than investing in the economy where Main Street can come and play in that backyard. In my opinion, that's what's wrong with capitalism today. Main Street isn't being allowed to play in the same game as Wall Street, for example. What do you think?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I honestly believe that will balance itself. Because
what will that look like? What would that balance look like?
Well, it's already happening. You have these shareholders that are, what are they called?
The advocates, activists, the shareholders.
Activists.
Yeah, but those guys are raiders. Most of those guys are raiders. They're only interested in their self-interest. They don't care about capitalism. I don't think they're the answer, Doug.
Well, I'm not suggesting they're an answer. They're a piece of the answer.
Yeah.
All right? And unfortunately, you know, sometimes government intervention, you know, is needed. All right, in a capitalistic society, I mean, we don't have pure capitalism. We don't have pure democracy.
Right, that's right.
All right, we have a republic.
That's right.
All right, and we don't have pure capitalism because there are regulations. All right, there are, you know, antitrust laws and so on and so forth that keeps capitalism, I don't want to say in check, but fair.
Right, no, and I hear you. And I'm glad to hear that you're optimistic about capitalism. I like the fact that you feel that way. But I had to bring that up because, as you and I both know, the average investor out here, the average person trying to build their own portfolio, they're scared. They don't trust Wall Street these days.
Well, and they should be leery. And that's why they should probably, when choosing a stock or any investment, they should look at who are the people involved, all right? What is their involvement? How expert are they in what they do? What's their track record? And choose based on fundamentals, all right? Mm-hmm. In my book, I go into this, all right, a little bit, and what is important when choosing an investment, and also, you know, acknowledging what the risk is in any investment.
Right.
And to the extent you can mitigate that risk, the better. And one way to mitigate the risk in buying an individual stock is to know, you know, the people involved.
Right. But when you see, but Doug, when you see the Dow go 700 point swings in a day, up two, down three, up four, you know, that kind of thing, that when the news hasn't changed, doesn't that cause you a lot of concern?
Not really. All right. That's again the balancing, all right, when everyone's buying and it drives up supply and demand,
right.
All right, it drives up the price of the stock, all right, and as prices go higher and higher and higher, some people start getting a little leery that, you know, how high can they go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically the value of a stock is really the value of the company's earnings.
Right, that's right.
And if, in fact, those earnings are getting less, all right, for whatever reason, even
right.
if it's just simply because the price of the stock is going so high,
right.
All right, so the earnings.
Shouldn't we also look at the source of those earnings, though? And
sure.
Because I think that's something that's been different recently. Hold on to that thought. Douglas Obey, ladies and gentlemen, his last name is spelled Obey. The book is called Money, The Human Condition. We come back, I'm going to ask Doug to talk to us about our relationship with money. He has a lot to talk about that. Let's say about that in his book, and I think you'll like it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasing here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.